You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We do need to turn our attention to college football. We've given the Tigers a ton of airtime, and rightfully so, but we've got to talk a little bit about Michigan because they've made a quarterback change. And the question just becomes, Rico, what does this change amount to? Look, Davis Warren, it was untenable. You just can't live with turnovers like that. So, you know, like for people who go, well, look, Aiden Chiles turns the ball. The difference is Aiden Chiles is uncorking several NFL throws a game, and you will live with mistakes. A, he's 18 years old, and B, the good is great. But when the good is just eh, and the bad is, oh, no. Oh, no. Like, that's a problem.
Why?
Because I just got the image.
It's funny. It makes me laugh every. But do we have that in the system somewhere? I mean, that guy cracks me up. He really does. But I just want to know from you guys, certainly David, Rico, Kenny. I mean, Kenny thinks it's all a pillow fight up here. But where are we at with this? I can build a pathway that Orji is going to be the right move for them, but it's going to require something that Sharon says they won't do.
Right there.
But we can subscribe what should happen versus what will.
Mike, if they go out there against USC and run a triple option and put both, no. Put both your backs along with Orji and you just ball control, three Carmonte, who has the ball, you don't know, you can win that way. But instead, it's not going to be that way because Sharon Moore is like, on our airwaves with the morning show, quote, he's one of our most athletic guys on the team, a good runner, but he's actually a much better thrower than people think.
Can I tell you Michigan fans' response if Orji's allowed to throw 30 times?
Yeah.
Oh, no. So, look.
But it leads you to wonder, if he was that good, then why wasn't he your starter to start the season?
Okay, so couple notes. First of all, I do need Michigan fan participation. Your opinion is the one that matters on this. I'm the idiot who's given you a chance against USC. I know everyone else isn't, but the comp for this would be Central Florida, Gus Malzahn. No jokes about triple options, but are there elements of that in what Gus Malzahn's Wildcat offense does? Yes. Do they still throw the ball at South Florida? Yes. But the bread and butter of that offense is pre-snap motion, jet motion. Everything has a play fake. You're going to have 10, 12, 14 quarterback runs because KJ Jefferson and Orji, that is a weapon. You have the running backs to pound away, and then you selectively spoon feed throws. Mm-hmm. That's how I would approach it. And could I see that help Michigan steady the ship a little bit against good teams? Yes. I don't think their defense, you and I were simpatico on this all summer. I said, look, they're going to step back from being a top five unit to maybe a top 25 unit. I think that step has absolutely happened, if not more, because you're seeing people running wide open. Mm-hmm. I attribute that to Wink Martindale because I think he's a bum. But I want to know from Michigan fans, okay, is Orji going to save your season? Or, well, I mean, guys, it's your team. Figure it out. What is your reaction to this now?
Because I agree with you. That's why I said you run some type of triple option. The ball has to stay in Orji's hand because they also asked him about Colson Loveland. Is he going to play? And he kind of, we'll see. We'll see. And I've often said, if a guy is going to play, the coach just comes out and says, yeah, he's playing. But when they kind of him and Haw, I don't know.
Here's my prediction. This is going to be the Penn State game from last year. Sharon can come on these airwaves and say whatever he wants. I think it's going to be the Penn State.
Has to be.
And not literally 32 runs in a row, but like, I'm sorry. If he's throwing the ball 20 times in this game, they got to be down by 21. There's just no other. I don't want to hear about, no, I promise he could really do it. If he could do it, he would have won the job, Sharon. Mm-hmm. Can it?
Your Vegas metrics, according to FanDuel, you know what his over-under is for passing yards? 115 and a half.
I mean, all it takes is one big play-action pass. But my whole point is, just load the wagons. This is the last hurrah. If Michigan has any hope of being anything, you better figure it out here. Look, USC averages, I think they allow, 4.3 a carry?
Yeah, something like that.
So it's not that USC's defense is good. It's just not ass. That's a major improvement for USC. They had to go from the ass category to just average. But if you can't line up, control time of possession, control the line of scrimmage, no, that's where Rico and David are going to be right, guys, that if you can't do that, you will be a 7-5 football team or worse. I'm going to give you one last shot because here's the deal. Davis Warren was a nothing burger. I know you guys love that term. That guy is not a Big Ten quarterback. And while Orji might not be either, there are quarterbacks in Division I football with his skill set that in the right offense, hey, bring in a Yackel, bring in the extra tight ends. This is what we do. Look, UCF went to TCU. And TCU, we're throwing it everywhere. Woo, Vegas. Central Florida ran the ball for 300 yards, and they were like a battle axe. And they came back, and in the fourth quarter, TCU didn't want any of it, and UCF won the game. I want to know where Michigan fans are here, because to me, I can't change that you didn't bring in anything else. And Rico and I are in agreement on this. There's only one way out offensively. It's the Penn State game plan.
Yep.
There's no scenario I think you're going to be an effective passing team. Not without seven straight runs and then spoon-fed play action. Now, is Loveland playing this weekend?
Don't know.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Every time Orji goes to throw the ball, Michigan fan reaction.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Cracks me up every time.
I don't know if Loveland's playing.
That's me every time Joe Rossi only rushes three on third down.
Fair.
I hate three-man rushes.
Oh, yeah.
I turn into that guy from that movie.
Maryland ate them up. You know what? Let's stay focused.
Thank you.
I don't know if Loveland's playing. They asked Jerome Moore that. He was non-committal. But yes, if you're USC, I'm going to make Orji beat me. I'm going to put nine men up on the line and say, I'll play your receivers one-on-one.
Just zero cover?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, here's the other thing, right? Game flow dictates everything. I mean, a lot of times you can have the best intent. If the game script gets away from you, it'll change what you have to do. But if I'm USC, I'm doing everything in my power to be hyper-aggressive early and get ahead.
Yep.
Because the minute I do that, maybe I can get Michigan out of this. Because, no, I don't believe USC's coming here and they're just going to shut down 40 runs. I do not believe that. I think if Michigan's allowed to run the ball 40 times, they're going to produce 200 yards. USC is improved. It doesn't mean they're fixed.
Correct, but as you stated, if USC jumps ahead the way Texas did,
there it is.
Your game plan's gone because, you know what? I'll allow you to run for 200 yards because you're eating clock.
And then we're going five wide throwing the ball with Alex Orji. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
2-4-8-5
It's going to be between that and Thanksgiving in the drops.
Thanksgiving.
I love that drop. 248-539-9797. I am interested to hear David Hull's thoughts. I'm interested to get to the phones. If you want Tiger Baseball, odyssey.com rewind. But David, I want to hear from you on the flip side. You've been the most negative about this team. You got a quarterback change. We'll talk to you momentarily.
Oh, no.
All right. That's me every time State loses a lineman.
90s. Oh, no. Oh, no.
97-1.
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.